Hello everybody and welcome to Dear Christian Book 1 Episode 2 by Lois Terry Kabor. Today we're going to be talking about the consistency of God's character. Dear Christian, I've realized that as we examine different facets of life, we do not see the hand of God manifest. We just let them slide, eventually making us downplay a holistic approach to our Christian experience. I'll start with your business. What did God say? Psalm 1 verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. You know that God planted you in that business and gave you the idea. So what's happening? Why isn't it flourishing as it should? What questions aren't you asking? Seek. Matthew 8:17b. He took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. If he took it, why do you have it? Why are you letting the devil camouflage a lie to you about your health status? Faced with challenges, Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. God is with you in the good times and even in the bad. He's not a fair weather God. What you see as a challenge, he sees as a pruning process. The process of a miner, a sharpening effect on your character, to make you come out as fine and purified gold. Thus, what perspective do you have of challenges? And beyond God working through them, are they normal and part of the process, or are they demonic? Again, is it consistent with God's character? Are you not feeling loved enough? Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to me from ages past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you and continued my faithfulness to you. This line is rich from a book of love letters, the Bible, God's love poems to us. We are in the love of the Father, and to feel loved enough, sometimes we need to remind ourselves how much he loves us and walk in the consciousness of that. Are you feeling forgotten and dejected? Isaiah 49:16. Indeed, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hand. Your city walls are continually before me. Psalm 27:10. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Are you struggling to complete or finish a phase or project? Isaiah 66:9. Shall I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Or shall I, who gives delivery, shut the womb, says your God? War with this scripture. Ancestral curses or threats? Numbers 23:23. For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and Israel, oh, what God has done. Isaiah 49:25b. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. Death. Romans 8:38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ. The list can go on, but the goal is to look at what you're facing and ask, is this consistent with God's character? Was this how he treated the patriarchs of old? Does this translate to the love he says he has for me? Dear Christian, why aren't you asking those questions? I have said, ye are gods, but my people will perish for lack of knowledge. Do those words sound familiar? Why are you keeping short? Open your mouth and let him fill it up. You can trust consistency in the character of God. Speak the word over that situation and take his words back to him. Ask and you shall be given. He has already opened his hands and satisfied our desires. Dear Christian, be intentional, speak raw and war. Till I see you next time, it is Lois Sarika Bore on Dear Christian. Bye for now.